continuing the laws of Kriya Shema, discussing specifically the siman which discusses the issue Hanichnasas lebeisachneses umatzisibur karin Kriya Shema. If you walk into shul and you see someone that's already, the shul is already davening, or they're saying the Shema at that precise moment. So the Mechaber tells us that in that situation of kar Kriya Shema, v'nichnas lebeisachneses, you already said the Shema before. However, now you go into another shul, matzitzibur shekarin Kriya Shema, now you hear people about to say the word Shema Yisrael. So you really have to do it. After all, you said the Shema anyway. You already fulfilled your mitzvah. Mechaber says, yes, you do. Sarach likro simahem pasuk risha. You at least have to recite the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. Perhaps that's all. We'll see in a moment, maybe more. That you need to do. So the question is, why? What's the significance? You already said the Shema. You already fulfilled the mitzvah. So the Mechaber tells us, because of appearances. Shelo ye'ra'eh ki'il eino rotzeh lekabel malchus shemayim im chaverav. Because otherwise, a person, everyone else is saying the Shema. For some reason, this person over there is not. People wonder why he's not saying the Shema. Perhaps he doesn't want to accept the yoke of heaven together with this group of people for some reason. And it could show a negativity toward yourself. So therefore, to be able to be part of the tzibor, what everyone else is doing, you in fact should say the Shema together with them. The Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, V'kol shekein im lo kara, adayin. Not only, of course, in the situation, as we said, where you already recited the Shema, but certainly if you never said the Shema yet that morning, for example, that tzarech likaras pasuk rishon, then certainly in that case, where you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah yet, then you certainly should recite it together with everyone else. However, when you say the Shema, this one pasuk, you should have in mind not to fulfill your mitzvah. The mitzvah of, the positive mitzvah of reciting the Shema. Why not? After all, you said the Shema, so you might as well fulfill the mitzvah at this moment. Right when you walk in, a few minutes after everyone is already davening, saying that they're already saying the Shema in the morning. So what's the difference? Just fulfill your mitzvah then. Because there's two issues. Kivan she'ein lo tefillin barosho. You don't have tefillin, you're not wearing them because you just walked in. Begam yeblo brachos. And the fact that you're saying it, the pasuk, you didn't say the brachos before, everyone else did. And everyone else has their tefillin. So therefore, you shouldn't fulfill the mitzvah at that point in time. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos discusses that a person who does say the Shema, obviously during a weekday, not on Shabbos, a person who says the Shema on a weekday and does not wear the tefillin, it's considered to be Eidus Sheker, like you're giving false testimony. Because in the Shema in itself, it says that there's a mitzvah of Ukshartem Lo Zayedecha, of wearing the tefillin, and here you are not wearing them. And therefore, it's better, certainly when you want to fulfill the mitzvah of the Shema, it should only be said when you're actually wearing the tefillin, and also preferably with the brachos. Of course, there are those people that are meticulous, as we should be, to know when is sovzman kriya shema, the last moment a person can say shema in the morning, and that's why there's these charts like the one in the back, that even in the event, let's say you are coming very close to the sovzman, the last moment, however you're at, let's say, lefichach, you didn't actually say the brachos, but at least you should say the Shema, the three paragraphs then, and fulfill the mitzvah as opposed to missing the opportunity completely. Fine. He says, the Mishnah Berurah then continues, he says, nearly it appears to me, Diafil imuhu etzo kodim berchas haTorah, kivon she'enu omer ha-pasuk l'shem limud, rak shebezeh yizar ha-shel yomer yosim ha-pasuk rishon. He says, well, there's another issue. The Shema, the first pasuk, is not just a fulfilling of a mitzvah, it's a pasuk. That should be considered limud Torah. So you walk right into shul and you didn't say berachas haTorah yet, perhaps you shouldn't be allowed to say that pasuk at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not an issue, because even though you are saying a pasuk in the Torah, but that's not why you're saying it. You're not doing it l'shem limud, for the sake of learning. You're just doing it, as we said, so that no one, it shouldn't look like you're being separating yourself from the tzibur, from what everyone else is doing. So that's not considered to be an issue. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says that when it comes to when you hear the tzibur involved in an activity reciting a certain tefillah, such as Kriya Shema, you should say it with them at least the first pasuk. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but Hu Adin, it's really not just the Shema. It could also apply to Shar Davar Shad Tzibur Omrim. Other things that the congregation is saying, Kigon, and he gives examples such as Tehillah David, perhaps if you hear the people saying Ashrei, even if you're not up to it, you should say it as well. O Aleinu, you should also, according to this opinion, the Machzis HaShekel says you should say Aleinu, even let's say you davened already, but you walk in an area where there's a minion and they're up to Aleinu. According to this opinion, you should say Aleinu together with them for the same logic, so that it doesn't look like you're being parshin at Sibor, that you're separating yourself. He says in Shekein Derech Eretz, that's like a nice, respectful thing to do. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, with regard to this halacha, is that true? So when you have to repeat, you have to say the Shema 100 times, or Aleinu and Ashrei, if it happens to be you're in the same room as another minion, even though you davened already. So the Aruch HaShulchan says like this, V'dah, you should know, Sheish Rotsim Lom, there are those that say, the Chol Dever Shad Tzibor, Omrim, Kemoti Hilo David, Onani Mohem, as we just quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, which is also the words of the Magen Avraham, that any time the congregation is involved in a tefillah, you should say it together with them. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's not true. V'anu, we ainu hagin kin, we don't have such a minhag, we don't have to do that. Rak b'Shema Yisrael, only by the Shema Yisrael, which we said, and also another time, uvalenu. When you hear them saying Aleinu, what should you do? Yuksheomrim v'anachnu korim, when they get to the part of anachnu korim, and you look around, people are bowing down. Sarich lichroi imohem. It doesn't say you have to say the Aleinu. You at least have to bow down at the same moment that the tzibur is bowing down at that point of Aleinu. Kemo bimodim, just like when it comes to the Chazar Sashats, when it comes to the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, we want to make sure that you're going to bow down with everyone else when we get to the point of modim. Mishum delo lichsi, because it shouldn't appear, shekol am korim, that everyone is bowing down. However, hu enu kare, you're not. V'yesh nohagin lomer gam aleinu im atzibur. Some people go a step more than that and say that you could or should even say aleinu in its entirety. But at least to bow down when everyone else is bowing down, that you should do. So as we conclude, the Mechaber does tell us that it's necessary to recite at least the first pasuk of Shema. However, for those that want to go above and beyond that, the Mechaber tells us, Tov Shiikra Imahem Kol Kriya Shema. It's good if you want to, you could actually say more than just the first pasuk. Say the whole Shema with them, even though you already fulfilled your mitzvah. So what's the point of that? After all, if you already fulfilled your mitzvah, why should you say all the Shema anyway? So he concludes and says, V'yikabel sachar kikore batalru. Because at least, you already fulfilled your mitzvah saying the Shema, but by reading the psukim together with the tzibur, not only are you joining the tzibur, which is a good thing, but also it's kikari batora. It's like you're learning Torah, and therefore you'll get the sachar, the reward, for lima Torah, for learning.